It was the day after Christmas. The day after the wishing tree had told me my wish was granted. The day after Ellis Smobley had tried to kill me. And the day after my cousin's fathers had appeared out of thin air and met them. Y'all, it had not been a good night. Mainly because Amelia and Cordelia did not agree on whether their father's arrival into town had been a good idea or a bad one. I was pretty much in there with them. Pepper, how's your potion-making kit treating you? The four of us, me, Amelia, Cordelia, and my grandmother, Betty, sat at breakfast. A bowl heaping with pineapples, grapes, and apples squatted in front of me, but I stared longingly at Betty's biscuits and gravy. All the eating I'd done over the holidays presented in my body as a bloated stomach, bloated face, and tightened zipper flies. Those sneaky pounds had apparently attached themselves to me. Hence, the fruit salad breakfast. I stabbed a pineapple. The potion kit is going okay. I only just opened it yesterday. Not sure if I'm going to be ready to enter this contest y'all have in Magnolia Cove. Amelia's eyes flared. Of course you'll join. Everyone does. Well, everyone who can make a decent potion. That's all of us, of course. Plus, the whole town attends the finals. Her gaze drifted to Cordelia. I'm sure our dads will be there. Cordelia's hands fisted. Her voice tightened like a guitar string, ready to snap. I don't care if our dads will be there. You should, Amelia said smartly. They're our dads. Fumes nearly plumed from Cordelia's ears. Amelia, when are you going to get it in your head that they didn't want anything to do with us? Not one thing. If they'd wanted to be with us, they would have stuck around. They would have stayed. But they didn't. They left. They wanted to be here, Amelia argued, but our moms wouldn't let them. Cordelia looked like she wanted to launch herself across the table. Why are you listening to our moms? They're chaos witches. They're barely responsible human beings. They're sort of responsible, Amelia whimpered. Sort of. Cordelia stabbed her fork into the table. I'm not going to argue this with you. You can have all the contact you want with your dad and uncle, but I'm not interested. They've had over 20 years to be a part of our lives. Why wait until now? Maybe you had to wish for them. All eyes turned to me. And let me just say, they weren't necessarily friendly eyes. I hitched a shoulder. What? I'm just saying maybe you had to wish for them with the hat.